That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity, and I was just thinking how that's funny that I say that every episode, because duh, it's me. It's me, Gretchen. Maybe I'll just start saying that. Hey everyone, it's me, Gretchen. It's me, Gigi. GLB, if you're an OG. If you know, you know. So, as you can probably tell by the title of this episode, it's going to be a fun chit-chatty one. My favorite. These are my favorite to record. I just feel like I'm hanging out with friends. Put your feet up. Grab a glass of wine. Grab a coffee. If you're driving in the car, just relax. Let's hang out. I'll get you through your long drive. You know, that's my favorite moment to, like, listen to a podcast, and I love hearing about people's life updates and just chit chat. And it's also like my favorite to just talk about, as I just mentioned. So we're going to talk about summer plans. Oh, I'm just so excited for summer. I'm almost worrying I need to chill because I'm like hyping it up so much in my head and getting so excited for like plans we already have planned out and like on the calendar and flights and stuff. But I feel like when you build up something so much in your head, like what if in the fall or at the end of the summer, I'm going to look back and be like, oh my gosh, did I like take advantage of my time in Boston? Like, did I do enough? Did I, you know, so I need to just chill a little bit. Me being chill is like not in my vocabulary. I've realized that, you know, I'm 25 and in my 25 years of life, it took me 25 years to realize I'm not a chill person. I'm not a chill girl. I'm the opposite of chill. I'm very like, go, 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 can't sit still, must make plans, can be, you know, I'm going to be honest. One of my weaknesses is I think I can be controlling at times because I'm not chill and I want everything to go how I want it to go and run smoothly and, you know, so I've learned I need to chill. Anyway, I digress. yeah, like just a little bit of everything. So first, let me tell you about my lovely morning this morning. I'm in a good mood, you know, it's a sunny day, it's so sunny and beautiful out, it's actually kind of chilly. I was saying in my vlog, I was vlogging today how it's weird here this time of year, and I'm sure it's like this a lot of places where the temperature is just so like sporadic. It can be so high one day and so low the next day. So there literally have been days recently where I'm in a bikini outside and it's 80 degrees. And I swear recently, like no one's gonna believe me, but I posted my story if you saw. One day it was 75 here, sunny. I'm like outside in shorts and a tank top. And the next day we were walking Birdie in the park, snowing, literal snow. And no, it was like hail. I'm like, okay, what's going on? So it was like 35 this morning. I had to whip out my big Aritzia super puff. Is that what it's called? Parka. I'm like, I thought I packed this away for the season. But anyway, it's actually warmer now. But this is to say, I had a nice morning. It's a very sunny, happy day. And let me tell you why. I think the reason I had such a good morning is, well, first of all, I was really excited because Max and I had like a plan and it was like his idea. So that made it extra special. You have a boyfriend, if you know, you know. I feel like a lot of relationships go like this where the girlfriend will be making the plans or always wanting to do stuff and guys are just more laid back. I'm like very generalizing here, like maybe you're in a relationship where your boyfriend makes the plans or whatever the case may be, but I feel like that's like a common dynamic where two people in a relationship, like one person is such a planner and the other person's like more hands off, or the person that is planning all the time is like, come on, I want you to like take me on a date or think of something nice we can do. Anyway, so wow, I'm like, here's some personal details of our relationship, but you know, it was so nice because last night Max was like, I have an idea for us in the morning. I have like a fun plan. And I'm like, okay, let's hear it. And he was like, you know, how I have to bring in my car. Literally had to get his oil change. It was like 7:30 this morning. I'm like, could you have gotten like a later appointment? No, 7:30. So he's like, how about, because obviously I had to like drive there with him separate so that he could leave because his car would be there. And he's like, how about we go get coffee after? We can walk Brody in the park. Like, I know you have your workout class, but it'll be early. Like, we can do it before your workout class at 9. And I'm like, okay, that's so fun. Like, let's do it. It'll be such a nice start to our day. So we stayed up way too late watching Selling Sunset, but that's besides the point. So I was so tired when I was like trying to wake up at 7:15 this morning, but it was so worth it because we just had such a nice morning together. I feel like, oh, well, now I know why. I was gonna say, I feel like I haven't seen Max much. Like, I don't know why I miss him. Duh, because I was in the Outer Banks for a week. So I was missing him, and we just got our little coffee, walked Brody in the park. He was having so much fun. And then I will say, this was so nice. He obviously had to drop me off at Orange Theory because he needed my car because his was in the shop to like drive back home. And he dropped me off at Orange Theory and then picked me up an hour later, which I was like, wow, I could get used to this. This is nice having like a little chauffeur moment. Like, this is nice. But yeah, there's just something about, well, I think A, leaving the house first thing in the morning. Maybe none of you relate to this and you're like, what are you talking about? It's so nice to be at home and be cozy and have my cup of coffee and have a slow morning. But I think for me, it feels so nice to literally leave my apartment, since I don't leave my apartment so often and since I work from home. Like, if there's a reason I leave first thing in the morning for a workout, for example, if I have to grocery shop first thing and we have no groceries, or if I have to get coffee, whatever it is, not have to, but like want to, you know, it just feels really nice when I come back home, because then it's like, wow, it's nice to be back home. Or it just feels, I don't know how to explain, like when I'm inside all day working, it feels nice that I have already left the apartment, you know? So it's not like, because some days will literally go by, you guys, and it's 5, 6 p.m. and I'm like, cool, I've stepped outside once to like take Brody out or take him on a walk. But I like some days like don't leave, or if Max walks in, I'm like, I have not seen the light of day yet. So it just felt really nice to like get out and about. And there's something about, I've talked about this before too, like physically being outside or like taking a walk first thing in the morning just like wakes you up and tells your circadian rhythm, like, it's daytime, wake up. And it makes being up early like easier if you can get the sunshine on your face. I was talking about that in my morning routine video recently. Okay, but I have to tell you about the Orange Theory class. So this is so crazy. This is like, oh, I just feel like it's such a sign from my dad. I hope I don't cry. I had like a little happy crying memory moment earlier, and I'll tell you why. So in my Orange Theory class, I get in there honestly a little earlier than usual. Max made me on time, dropping me off early, probably like 10 minutes early. Usually I'm walking in like as the class is starting. And so I'm like putting my hair, filling my water, doing all the things. And I'm like standing outside the class, you know, if you do Orange Theory where you wait before you go in, and the coach is like, good morning, everyone. Like, it's 9 o'clock, class is starting now, let's head in. Woo, you know. So I'm like waiting out there, but I hear the music playing. And I don't think it was playing in the lobby. Oh, who cares? I think it was playing in the room, but it was loud. I could hear it. And I was standing there and I like felt like I could cry in that moment. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you have to be kidding me. Isn't it crazy how like sounds, songs, smells will just immediately bring you back to like a memory or a place. And that's what was happening to me, because this song, I like can't even believe it that this happened today, because it's been like literally keeping me up at night for 3 years. So one of my most recent like last memories with my dad while he was still with us was, I'm trying to remember exactly when it was. It was either 2018 or very beginning of 2019. Anyway, I'm driving with him and he was like, want to hear my new favorite song that I heard on the radio? Like, I really like it. I've been listening to a lot. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, Dad, whatever. Like, I probably won't like it. And he was like, yeah, I heard it on the radio and I've been like playing it ever since. I love it. I'm like, okay, whatever. And he turns it on and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. And I remember thinking, and I never knew the name of it, okay? I remember thinking that it was Little Mix. I thought it sounded like Little Mix. I'm like, this is such a Little Mix song and vibe. And I just assumed that it was. And I remember like jamming to it and we were just like so happy smiling. I'm like, I love this song. Great. The best memories associated with this song. And then I remember for after that, he would cook so much. He was such a good cook. And I remember him cooking in our kitchen back home and he would play the song. He'd always play music as he was cooking, but I just remember him playing this song because this was his favorite song at the time, and like bebopping around the kitchen, like dancing as he's like cutting up whatever, like blasting this song. And so, oh, I just love this song. And I always thought it was Little Mix, right? But I never knew the name. And then he passed away, so I couldn't ask him. And literally forever, I would like play all the Little Mix songs, and I'm like, oh yeah, it must be this one. Like, this sounded pretty similar. Maybe it was this, and I'm just remembering it wrong. And I couldn't remember any of the lyrics, but I just knew the beat and like the rhythm. And I'm like, oh, I think this is similar, but I don't know. Like, I just remember the beat being different. So fast forward, literally over 3 years later, I'm in about to go into my Orange Theory class, and I hear the song, and I have not heard it play anywhere else. And I actually looked it up, and it's funny because I remember my dad showing me probably in 2018, but I looked it up, and the song was released in 2015. So like, no wonder I haven't heard it anywhere, because it's an older song. And I think I assumed that it was new at the time he showed me because I hadn't heard it, but he must have just heard it on the radio and it wasn't new. Anyway, I'm giving you so many details now. All of you need to go, if you're listening to this, go type in the song, because now I know the name of it. When it was playing in Orange Theory in my head, I was like, Gretchen, remember these lyrics? And I typed it in and I found it. The song is called Sax, like S-A-X, and it's by the artist Fleur East, F-L-E-U-R space E-A-S-T. All of you need to go listen to that song because it's such good vibes. Like, now I think about it and have like a happy, sad, like bittersweet smile, and like feel like I could cry but also dance at the same time because it's such like a happy vibe, happy song. So that was just really crazy that that happened this morning because I've honestly like thought about this song for like years because it's one of my last memories with my dad, and it was so happy, and I'm like, gosh dang it, I want to like be sure that this is a song. And now I'm 1,000,000% positive because I like remember the beat so well and can close my eyes and see him like dancing around our kitchen. Oh, what an, like, this is pulling my heartstrings right now. But if that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Like, I just felt like that was such a sign this morning in Orange Theory that my dad is like watching over us. And you know what? My sister also left visiting this morning. Like, she was visiting me for the past 2 days and left this morning, and so then that happened, and maybe that was him saying that he was happy we were together. I don't know, why am I emotional? But I just really thought I would share that, and you all need to go listen to that song and dance around and think of my dad. Okay, maybe you think I'm crazy, or maybe you believe in signs too, but I don't know. Even if it just makes me feel better that if things aren't signs but I just think they are, then that's okay with me, you know? Okay, you guys know I always talk about something I'm happy about in each episode, and like a happy quote, which, by the way, I'm mixing it up a little this week. So obviously I'm happy about, I was just in Outer Banks for a week with a bunch of my best girlfriends, my twin sister, and it's just so magical there. If you've been to the Outer Banks, if you know, you know. I don't know what it is. It's so relaxing. It's so beautiful. Everyone's so friendly. It almost reminds me of like when I was in Nashville. I just felt like every person I ran into was so friendly. That's what it reminds me of there. I feel like that's kind of like a down south thing in general. And being from the Northeast, like, it's such a shock to me when I'm, you know, in the South. I feel like everyone's so friendly and life is more slow moving. And I'm like, wow, this is refreshing. And everyone up here is running in Boston and New York, like running from one destination to the next with their AirPods in, can't be bothered to like chit chat with someone. You know what I mean? So I don't know. There's something just very magical about the Outer Banks. Maybe also because it's set up like all the houses are really like big, like family homes that I feel like most people rent out. I feel like multiple families will like rent out a house, if that makes sense. Like, family friends or big extended families will like rent out these homes. And so it's just like so family oriented. The beach is right there. Oh, Brody had a freaking blast. So yeah, I'm so happy and feeling very blessed that I was able to go to the Outer Banks. Shout out Taylor, my best friend Taylor. Thank you, family, for getting a house in the Outer Banks so that I can come. This year I'm like, hey girl, when are we going to the Outer Banks? I'm ready for my beach vacay. So I'm feeling very blessed that I have such a good bestie. Love her so much. And I'm so excited that we're going to be, if you guys remember, Taylor was my roommate in Boston. And it's like we're going to be roomies 2.0 because she's still in the building that we lived in and that Max and I will live in this summer. And I'm so excited to be closer to her. Oh, I'll talk about that more as we get into the episode later. But yeah, I'm also so happy that my twin sister Lucy was able to visit here in Pennsylvania after we drove back from Outer Banks for 2 days before she drove back to New York where she lives. And it was just so nice having her around. And We are binge watching Sailing Sunset, which we are obsessed with right now. It's funny because we started season 5, which, by the way, I can't believe there's 5 seasons, but we started season 5 in the Outer Banks, and then Lucy and I were just watching on our own back here in PA, and last night we were like, Max, come watch with us, like, will you watch an episode? And we literally gave him the full debrief, the full lowdown on the season so far, because we're like, dude, you're just jumping on an episode like 7 here, sorry. And we're like explaining everything. So yeah, maybe skip forward the next like minute or so if you guys aren't watching, but can we like talk about it for a second? Because I'm having deja vu because I was saying this like on my vlog yesterday when we were watching, but I just miss the days that the show is actually about like pretty homes. Like, it was always a little bit of drama, you know, with all the girls, like that makes it fun and interesting, but it literally should be called The Christine Show if you're watching, like if you know, because I keep saying if you know, you know, this episode, but it's like all about her, and I just think she, I don't know, I have mixed feelings about her. I feel like my sister was saying yesterday, and I agree, in the beginning I like thought she was like kind of funny and like very like outlandish and crazy, but like I liked her, and now I'm like, I don't think I like her. Like, she's mean and literally says lies to like the press to and like to take down her colleagues, and like I don't like that. I feel like she's been so mean to Chrishell. She's literally offended everybody. She's managed to, yeah, alienate pretty much everyone, and then is just trying to like find a friend to bring in, Chelsea, which I do like Chelsea though. I feel like a little mixed. I was also saying this in my vlog because, well, no, I feel like she is a good person deep down, and she's so direct with the other girls being like, yeah, I'm Christine's friend, but it doesn't mean you need to like hate me. And like, I also, like, I feel like she's very professional and like puts business first and stuff. That's another thing I'll say about the professionalism though, is I'm shocked at like what they can wear and like still be like professional, you know, like showing homes. I guess like you do you, girl, but I'm like, whoa, like, I don't know. Do you guys know what I mean? Like, it's like they're almost wearing like costumes as they're like having an open house. And I'm like, are people like taking them seriously? I know you guys already know how much I love taking my athletic greens since I've shown taking it in the morning in a bunch of my YouTube videos. But I had my athletic greens first thing this morning, and I'm feeling energized and ready to tackle my day right now, honestly. And if you didn't know, one scoop of athletic greens has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Literally all the things. I mix mine with cold water in the morning, and the flavor has really grown on me, honestly. I feel like I crave it now in the mornings, which I totally wasn't expecting at first when I first started taking it. To me, it tastes a little tropical, kind of like pineapple, but it's very mild, like nothing too crazy. I also add it to my smoothies from time to time, especially if I forget to take it first thing in the morning on its own. I'll just toss it in there. It's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life that has an enormous benefit to your overall health and well-being, exporting better sleep quality, recovery, mental clarity, and alertness, for example. Also, it's cheaper than getting all these different supplements individually, by the way. They also have little travel packs that are so convenient when you're on the go. I actually have a pack of them, and my friends have been stealing them to try it out since I always rave about my greens powder. So right now, friends, you better listen up since you keep stealing mine. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/happyhour to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, where were we? Max just got home, and him and Brody and I were just running around for a second. So where was I? Sailing Sunset. Okay, yes. Last thing I will say about that is Chrishell and Jason. How do we feel? I just don't really like see them together, but you know what? In the last episode we saw last night, I felt like they were being cute and like talking about the future and stuff, but I have heard that they are no longer together. In the last episode, she basically gave him an ultimatum and was like, it's a deal breaker if you won't have kids, like if you don't want to have kids, because obviously she wants to have kids, or not obviously, but she was saying that. And so yeah, maybe that's why they're like not together. But yeah, it definitely makes for like a weird dynamic, and then girls are thinking she's like favorited, but she actually is like working hard. So I don't know, that's just like a tough situation dating the boss, right? So okay, that's that on Sailing Sunset. And then instead of a happy quote or like favorite quote or inspiring idea, something like that I normally do, I thought to lighten the mood, since I was being kind of deep, like talking about my dad and stuff, I'm like, let's just have a good laugh. Let's just be funny. So something you guys may not know is that my twin sister Lucy is always sending me memes. She loves memes. She follows a bunch of meme accounts and she always DMs them to me and texts them to me and stuff. So I thought we could read some of her memes today. Maybe it would give you guys a laugh. Okay. See, maybe this is just funnier to me, but now when I read it, you're going to be like, what? And it'd be funnier if you could see the picture right now. But maybe you guys will relate. This says, me. Here are seven different forms of ID and proof of address. DMV. Sir, we need an original copy of the Declaration of Independence. Like, seriously, if you guys have gone to the DMV. I remember, it wasn't even my mass ID. It was back when I had a New York ID, like getting a new one or I lost it or something. And I literally had to like dig up my birth certificate and like bank statements. And like, it was so hard to get it. And then, and I'm remembering when I got my mass ID, I think I didn't have like an original copy of our lease, or the lease wasn't signed by like the building or something. And they're like, nope, can't do it. And I'm like, what? Like, I drove all the way here. And then I think they were finally like, okay, like it's fine. But it was like so difficult. Anyway, DMV probs. This one says, I hate when people have the same birthday as me. Like, you know, it's okay to be yourself, right? That one really got me laughing because I think that's really funny. I relate. Like, when it's your birthday, you, like, think it's all about you. So then if someone else has that birthday, you're like, oh, okay, sure. Okay, last thing. This is on Instagram. Those were texted to me. Now this is on Instagram. Lucy, I wish I could ask right now. What is the difference between if she texts me and Instagram DMs them to me? Oh, I think if she texts them to me, she is, like, looking through a camera roll and finds old screenshots of them. But DM is, like, if she sees it on Instagram, she'll just, like, send it to me on there. I answered my own question. Okay, this says what they bring on a desert island. So all of you can listen for your zodiac. What is it called? Astrology sign? Zodiac sign? Are those different? No, I think those are the same. You can listen for your astrology sign and see if this sounds like you. From the people that I know reading this, I'm like, this is to a T, so true. Okay, what they bring on a desert island. Aries, a punching bag from the gym and an emotional punching bag from their friend group. Wait, that's funny. I'm thinking of like my friends that are Aries and I feel like, I don't know, an emotional punching bag from their friend group. Like, that's mean. I feel like that's not the Aries I know. This is Taurus, an acoustic guitar to play Wonderwall on. Wait, that like low-key is Taylor, my best friend Taylor that I was talking about is a Taurus. No, but she would be playing Don't Stop Believing, Journey. Can you play that on a guitar? Yeah, that's what she would be doing. Gemini, every volume of the Oxford English Dictionary to memorize. I don't know if I know Geminis, or I can't like think of one of my friends being Gemini off the top of my head. Cancer, watercolor finger paints. Okay, so true. My dad was a Cancer, and he low-key like loved watercolor paints. Leo, a rotation of cute swimsuits so they're ready whenever the rescue boats and news cameras show up. So true for my Leo friends I'm thinking of. That would, like, low-key be me too. Virgo, a 30-pound weighted blanket. Libra, organic bug spray that doesn't work. Lucy's a Pisces, but I feel like that's so her because she's so into, like, environmentally friendly, like, everything. Like, that's so her, like, organic bug spray, like, organic, like, laundry detergent. She's so into that. Scorpio, a box of all the love letters they received and ignored. Sagittarius, an inflatable flamingo floaty. Why can't I think of anyone I know that's a Sagittarius? When is their season? I can't even think of that. Capricorn, the perfectly seasoned cast iron skillet. Mandy's a Capricorn. Like, yes and no at the same time. Aquarius, the doomsday prep kit they've been building for years. Okay, Max is an Aquarius, but that's so not him. He's like not a planner. Pisces, a mirror so they don't forget they exist. That's really funny. That's so like Lucy, like overthinker, but also me too. I'm also an overthinker. But it's funny that we're both Pisces and our best friend Hannah, because I feel like we're also different, but we're all Pisces. Anyway, I thought that would be fun. Hopefully that was as fun for you guys as it was for me, even though you can't see the memes. Okay, moving on. Outer Banks recap. I know I talked a little bit about it, but seriously, Brody's like sleeping right behind me right now. I swear he's like hungover from being in the Outer Banks because he has never had so much physical activity in his whole life. He had so much fun, you guys. Like literally a blast and a half. I want to have a beach house solely for Brody. Like simply just because he thrives on the beach. He loves running through the sand, digging in the sand, like frolicking through the waves, swimming, laying on the beach, like all the things. He was just thriving. Oh, so much fun. And Taylor's parents came with their two family dogs towards the end of our trip there. And Brody and Hudson and Cody, or those two dogs, had literally so much fun, you guys. They were just like tearing it up on the beach, running around the backyard, like having so much fun. It makes my heart so full. I already said how magical this place is. Like, obviously just stunning, like beaches, beautiful sunset, sunrise, everything like that. And I wanted to tell you a bunch of our like favorite places there and like stuff that we do. So first up, Northern Lights Bakery. If you go to the Outer Banks, so good. Like specifically Corolla. Like that's where we stayed. And this is in Corolla. So I'm going to be talking about that. The first time I went to Taylor's house was 2 summers ago with Max. And we would go to this bakery like every day. They have the yummiest breakfast sandwiches, like all the pastries, coffee, their donuts. Oh my gosh. Like, it is worth the trip if you are anywhere down there just for their donuts. Northern Lights Bakery donuts. So good. If you saw on my vlog, delicious. Island Smoothie. We love this smoothie place. Yeah, they just have a ton of smoothies. Acai bowls are so good. I highly recommend Island Smoothie. Lighthouse Bagels. Oh my gosh. I wish we had a bagel place like this in Allentown where we live, because I feel like we don't. Like, we have like the little chain bagel places, I think like Manhattan Bagel, but it's just not the same as like this Lighthouse Bagel place. Oh my gosh, if this is a chain, then I'm gonna laugh. But in my mind, it's just like a little local like bagel place. You know what? I'm literally looking up right now, because if this is a chain and they're like everywhere, I'm gonna feel like so dumb. But I'm like, it's this tiny little mom and pop Lighthouse Bagels. Oh no, just one. Lighthouse Bagels Corolla. Yep, that's it. Okay, go. Yummiest bagels ever. It reminds me of like a Long Island bagel, a New York City bagel. No, that's not a Long Island bagel, or like a New York bagel, not just like some random old bagel from anywhere. They're so good. They have like so many flavors. I got a cinnamon one, or like cinnamon sugar, or like French toast, like one of those type of ones. So sweet and yummy. I got like a sausage, egg, and cheese on everything. Oh, that is like the best breakfast sandwich, in my opinion. If you get a bacon, egg, and cheese, we're not friends. No, I'm kidding. I actually like a bacon, egg, and cheese too, but I'm definitely like sausage, egg, and cheese on the everything. Hits diff. Highly recommend. And if you saw my vlog, I was gonna say, but I'll mention quick. So our friend Maddie there, she was saying how she gets a sausage, egg, and cheese and cream cheese on there. And was like, you guys have to try it. It's so good. And I'm like, wait, that low-key sounds like it'd be good. Because sometimes I can't decide between a breakfast sandwich or like a bagel with cream cheese. So if you do like breakfast sandwich, add cream cheese on there. Guys, it was so good. Try that. Get a breakfast sandwich and get cream cheese on there. Highly recommend. Delicious. Okay, Lighthouse Bagels, that's that. You're going to go. You got to go. Okay, next up, pickleball. I had never played pickleball in my whole life until the Outer Banks. We only went one day, and I wish it was, like, towards the end, and I wish I knew about it the whole time, and I would have gone every day. I'm obsessed, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to say I'm obsessed yet because I've gone once, but, like, I'm already obsessed because it's just so much fun, and it reminds me of, like, tennis, but easier, and it's like a smaller court. And I didn't know like how popular it is. Taylor's like, no, you'll find a court near you in Allentown. Like, there's courts everywhere. And I can't wait to play pickleball in Boston this summer, because she was saying we're like, there's a bunch of courts and they all play together, and it's just so much fun. And I want to get good at it. Like, I'm feeling competitive about it. Do you guys play pickleball? And I've heard people like rave about it for so long, and I've always wanted to play, and I'm so happy I finally played. And is it with a, not a wiffle ball, why can't I think of like what ball it was? And all the little phrases, like the kitchen and like the score keeping, is really confusing to me, but I'm getting a hang of it. If you guys play pickleball, if you know, you know. That's the same theme of this episode. But yeah, it's just like easier to hit it back than tennis, in my opinion, and like smaller, so it's easier not like running across the court, you know. Oh, it's just so much fun. Also, I'm wondering, we only played like doubles. I wonder if you could play singles pickleball like how you do in tennis. I don't know. All I know is I love it. Maybe almost as much as I love cornhole. If you guys know me, you know that. I'm being annoying. I'm saying that about everything in this episode. Cornhole is like my ride or die. I just love cornhole. I have so much fun playing cornhole. We played a bunch of cornhole. Made my heart happy. I carried the big heavy boards all the way to the beach because I was like, I am playing cornhole on the beach. It was magical. It was wonderful. It was completely worth it. And just all being together. I'm saying all these, like, things and places we'd go and stuff we would do. But obviously the best part is just, like, being with our friend group and just all being together and like spending quality time, you know. It was just so nice. And like making time to see each other is like so special when we grow up and we're all so busy in our different jobs and stuff, and coming together, I don't know, it just feels so nice. Oh, we were playing Heads Up, you guys. We had so much fun playing Heads Up, Trivial Pursuit. Yeah, it was just best vibes overall. And I think I said how Lucy came and stayed here for 2 days after, so that was so lovely. Okay, sorry, I stopped for a second. So where was I? I'm looking at my notes now. I just talked about Outer Banks. Oh, last thing I wanted to say about my Orange Theory class. I know I told you how special it was already. And that also was probably like a sign from my dad being like, you're supposed to go to this class, you can do it, because I didn't even say it was like a benchmark day, which they always scare me because they're like more intense. And like today it was the 12-minute run for distance. And so you like sprint for 12 minutes and see how far you can go. Or at least that's how I took it. I was in the red zone the whole time. I looked, my max heart rate was 193. Like, are you kidding? I literally was over heart rate 170 something that whole 12 minutes. Like, could I have like chilled for a second? I don't know. But I was questioning going and I was like all scared and nervous. And I'm like, oh, I haven't gone in like 2 weeks because I was in the Outer Banks. Like, I don't know. But then I'm like, you know what? This is a sign from my dad saying you can do it. Get after it, girl. You will get through this class. So yeah. Oh, the 12-minute run for distance is so scary. But you know what? Would recommend. Like, if I can do it, you can do it. And if you think about it, it's only 12 minutes. Like, it sounds like a lot if you are thinking like, oh, it's more than a mile or I don't know. But if you think about like a 30-minute show that you watch, like it's only 12 minutes. And like, think about how fast like a 30-minute show goes by, you know. But I know when you're watching a show, you're not running. But anyway, last thing I'll say, I'm having deja vu again because I was saying this in my vlog, but I had coffee before because we had our little coffee date, park walk, and coffee before was a bad idea. And I think that it was a part of the reason why my heart rate was so high, because I felt very jittery and like already like, like from my coffee going into class, and it probably made me a little like anxious too. And I felt like the second I stepped on the treadmill, my heart rate was like above 150. I'm like, okay, this is gonna be a high heart rate day. And I feel like normally my heart's like very low and like has a hard time going up unless I'm like literally sprinting. And today I was just, yeah, like I said, and I feel like a part of that was coffee. So coffee before a workout is like a bad idea for me because I'm already like, I have enough energy. I feel like I can get hyped up enough. Like I like coffee after, when I'm like after I shower and get ready, and then I'm like tired, and then like coffee after, you know. Okay, moving on, you guys. Oh, we have so much to talk about for Boston, but I literally need to start packing. Like, I can't even, I'm starting to stress. Oh, we go so soon. Oh my gosh, as I'm recording this, it's Thursday, April 28th, and this is going up tomorrow, and like literally we move in 2 weeks. What? Wait, I'm looking at my calendar now. I need to like get my life together. But you know what? See, I don't know. It's a little bit up in the air. We may decide to move in a week later just in case we go on this trip here with some of Max's teammates. And it's a lot easier to like travel out of Philly. So then we could just stay here an extra week. But then we're like paying for our Boston apartment, but then we wouldn't be there. I don't know. We have to like figure out our situation. I need to like go through my clothes really bad. Also, another thing I need to pack for is Columbia, South Carolina, since I will actually be there in a week, and me and my mom are going for my cousin Mandy's college graduation. Wow. If you guys really have watched my stuff for a while and followed me for a while, my cousin Mandy will always feel like a baby to me, and I'm like, this is not allowed. This is illegal that she's graduating college because she's literally a baby, and that means that I graduated 3 years ago because she's 3 years younger than me. Like, that's horrific that I graduated that long ago. I feel like I'm still in college, and I like felt so grown up in college, and now I look back and I'm like, they're literal babies. Like, I it's crazy. Isn't that weird how you go through life and you'll feel like grown up? Like, right now I feel grown up, and I'm sure when I'm 30 I'll look at 25 year olds and be like, wow, they're literally children, you know what I mean? Isn't that weird how that is? Anyway, oh, very last thing before we get into Boston, okay? Brooke's birthday. Brooke Michio, my girl. If you follow her, she's your girl too. Brooke and Danielle, oh, love them. Oh, like, I just love them. They have such a special spot in my heart too because we've all done social media for so long and I've known them for a while. And it just feels like reconnecting with old friends. What's that saying? Like, new friends are silver, but the old ones are gold. I'm saying that so wrong. Old, Well, yeah, I don't know. I feel like we would say that in, like, my elementary school. Anyway, all of that is to say, I think the last episode I had, it went up on Brooke's birthday and her birthday party, so, like, I didn't get to talk about it yet. And let me tell you, we had so much fun. Like, it was so last minute that I went into the city on her birthday, like, for her birthday party. But I'm so happy I did because we had so much fun, and I just got to, even though it was, like, obviously I was there for, like, one night, like, one day, like, briefly just reconnect with Brooke and Danielle. It was so worth it. And just, like, meeting Brooke's friends from home, meeting more of Danielle's friends I haven't met, like, seeing them with their boyfriends, and they're, like, so in love and so cute. Like, it just made me so happy and, like, made my heart so full. And I was with my bestie, Hannah, who was supposed to be visiting me in Pennsylvania at the time. And Brooke was like, oh, my gosh, just, like, both of you come. And we were like, okay, like, a fun little moment in New York. And, like I was saying about Outer Banks, it was just so special. Like, I think as I age, I value time with friends so much. Like, there's nothing like old friends, especially, that just get you and, like, know what you've been through and live so much life with you. I just feel like it's so worth the effort to stay close and keep in touch. Like, I just, yeah, want to, like, grab all my friends and the people I love and care about and, like, hold them in my arms right now and squeeze them and make them live next door to me so I can see them all the time. Yeah. Oh, that was so special. Okay. Boston, let's get to it. Summer plans. So, I've been talking about Taylor a bunch, my bestie Taylor. A little background if you guys don't know, but Lucy and I actually met Taylor. We grew up in Albany together. We met her in the third grade because we actually went to different elementary schools, but we were on the same rec soccer team, and she was, like, the star player. Her mom was the coach, and we were like, wow, like, that girl's so good at soccer. Like, we weren't really friends yet, but that's when we met her. Then we really became close friends, like, towards the end of middle school, like, beginning of high school. And then I refused to go to college without her. I mean, I probably would have had to, but I was so adamant on, like, she has to come to be with me or I'll be, like, so sad. Like, I really wanted her to come with me, especially because her, Lucy, and I were all rowing together. I was like, she needs to come row with us. And she wanted to go to another school, and it didn't work out, and I'm so happy that it didn't because we all ended up at BU together, and it was so much fun. Anyway, that's Taylor. We lived together a bunch of college, and we lived together the year after college, and that's why we're, like, forever roomies, like I was saying. And one summer, Max lived at our apartment in the year that we lived together after college. Like, all three of us lived together for a couple months, and all three of us have a group chat called Roomies, and, like, we'll forever be roomies, I feel like. Oh, just love her. And then Maddie, I was saying, was in the Outer Banks. Oh, she's the one that taught us the cream cheese on the bagel sandwich. And what's crazy is, so Maddie is Taylor's boyfriend's sister, and Maddie and Taylor are so cute, like, they're so close, and we love Maddie. She's, like, our age, and she, actually, wait, she's a year, why can't I think, she's a year younger than Taylor's boyfriend, no, wait, 2 years younger. Anyway, but she's, like, our age, because Tucker's, like, Max's age. Anyway, who cares about age? Okay, so Maddie lives in the same building too that, like, I lived in Boston, and in the same building that Taylor and her boyfriend Tucker still live in. And Maddie and I are actually going to end up being neighbors when we move back to Boston for the summer. Like, she's literally gonna be down the hall from me, like, so close, and I'm just, like, so excited. I have the biggest smile on my face thinking about Boston. I just feel like fully me in Boston, and, like, I just thrive, and maybe just because it's, like, a comfortable environment, and I lived there for 5 years, and I know all my favorite spots so well, like Core Power, Sweet Green, Newberry Street, like, these are the things I can't wait for, but it's going to be so good. And then my friend Amy, actually, if you guys remember, my friends Amy and Megan, I met at BU through rowing, and they are actually from, like, outside of Philly. And it's been so nice having them here while I've lived in Allentown because they're, like, 45 minutes away from me. And so I would, like, see them a bunch. But Amy actually moved back to Boston. So now it's so nice I get to see her again because I'm going to be in Boston for the summer. So, like, Taylor, Maddie, Amy. I'm trying to think of, like, other friends that I still have in Boston. Like, you guys know my best friend Louisa's in New York. Like, a lot of girls that I was friends with at BU are in New York. But it's just going to be the best summer ever. Again, I need to stop, like, hyping it up too much and having my expectations be, like, too high. I literally need to make, like, a bucket list. Oh, I want to make a bucket list of, like, all the things I want to do in Boston this summer because I'm thinking of so many activities that I never did while I lived there, which is so crazy because I was there for 5 years, but I think about things. I'm like, oh, I never went to this restaurant or this bagel place or Like, this sounds so stupid, but I really want to kayak on the Charles, which probably sounds so dumb. Like, I literally rode on the Charles, but that's why I want to kayak, because I never got to, and that always looked so fun. Or, like, go on a sailboat, or I don't know. I just want to, like, do all the things and all the activities. And, yeah. Oh, Core Power. I cannot wait. I can't wait. There's nothing like Core Power where I live. Like, just nothing compares. There's sculpt class. It's going to be so good. Sweet Green, again, I miss every day. Oh, also, recently, you guys, I've been loving Cava when I'm, like, on the road and I can find a Cava. Where have I been? Because there's always been a Cava in Boston, and I just never had it when I lived there. Like, I never tried it or knew that I would like it. And I love Cava, so I feel like I'm going to be doing that all the time. All the stores on Newbury Street. I feel like there's new stores coming in. Like, I can't wait to see all the new stores and, like, things that have changed. Going to the Cape for the weekends. We're going to be close to the airport for, like, all our travels. Okay, so getting into some plans. I mean, those were, like, some loose plans, but here's some, like, dates. And, well, I guess not dates, but, like, actual plans and things that, like, I know are happening. So apparently it's, like, already mayhem and a little chaotic because we may be going to the Dominican. Did I say that? Yeah, I think so. With some of Max's teammates. This is, like, so last minute planned, but we actually need to, like, get our flights and figure out if we're doing that, like, today so we can make arrangements and Brody and all the things and figuring out if we're going to move into Boston before or after, whatever. But I just think it would be so much fun. And as much as at first when his teammates were, like, telling him about it, and we were like, oh, like, I don't know if we can make that work. Like, we're, like, moving to Boston, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? No. YOLO. I can't believe I just said YOLO. Like, you're only young once. And I don't want to, like, okay, we have a really smooth, like, easy transition into Boston. That's great and all. But then I'm going to look back and be like, why did we not go to the Dominican? Like, that was so stupid. That would have been so fun with, like, a bunch of our friends. Like, why not, you know? Who cares? If it's, like, a little hectic, it'll all be fine. Oh, you know what would be right after that? We do have Memorial Day weekend planned in Newport, Rhode Island. I'm so excited. Max does this every year. His friend group from Brown, if you guys didn't know, he did his undergrad at Brown. And then we met at BU and he was doing his, like, fifth year of hockey, like, his master's at BU. That's when we met. But he actually has, like, I feel like he probably feels more connected to Brown than BU as far as college, just because he was there for 4 years instead of only 1 year at BU. And so his, like, big friend group at Brown and, like, all their hockey teammates and stuff, and literally everyone that ever went to Brown, it seems like, goes back for, if any of you went, then you know what I'm talking about, for campus dance. And it's the same weekend as graduation, and, like, all the alumni come, and it's just, like, this whole, like, party fun weekend. And they have this event, campus dance, like I was saying, at Brown, and it's, like, on the campus, and it's just so fun and, like, such a big event. And then everyone goes to Newport, Rhode Island for the weekend because it's, like, right there, probably, like, 30 minutes away. And it's just so fun, like, seeing all his friends and their girlfriends and fiancés. And I can't wait. It's just going to be the best, like, seeing all of them. And then we are thinking, pretty much this plan, this next plan, started when I went to Nashville at the end of March for the first time ever, and I was obsessed and in love and had so much fun. And, like I was saying earlier, just down south, I just felt like everyone was in the best mood and, like, so friendly. And so I've been like, Max, I want to go to Nashville so bad this summer. I need to go back. Like, I want him to be able to go and experience all the things, because he literally was there for one day and just played in a hockey game and, like, had to leave and go to the next hockey game. I'm like, no, you need to be there, and we need to, like, go to all the restaurants, go to all the bars, do all the things. Like, it was just so much fun. So we're, like, tentatively planning that for the beginning of June. Now that I'm, like, thinking of all my plans, we're talking, like, every other week here. And you know what? He was telling me loose. Okay, this is very tentative. I think he might be going to the Hamptons the end of June, but I don't know if I'm invited to that. It might be, like, a boys' trip thing. We'll see. Then, oh, I already said, like, weekends on Cape, I'm sure, are going to be sprinkled in here. And, like, Newburyport, if you guys see why I'm in Newburyport, that would probably be because of Taylor's boyfriend, Tucker, is from Newburyport. And so they, like, go visit his family a lot because it's close to Boston. And so I feel like we would do that. I've been to Newburyport once, but it's, like, such a cute little town. Shout out if you're from there. And so I feel like we'll go there for, like, a weekend or a night or something. And then in July, if you guys know my mom's family, like, our family lake house in Pennsylvania, it's, like, literally in the middle of nowhere, we have our lake house in July. And so I don't know if I'll be there for 4th of July, but definitely I will go for at least, like, a weekend or some point in July. I really hope my cousin Mandy can go then. It just feels like me and my sister, it's like such a special place in our family's hearts. And I don't know, I just feel like so connected to nature there that my son Dom and like close to like our family and like so much of our family members go and extended family and stuff. So that'll probably be in July. And then at the end of July, my friend's wedding in Michigan. So we have to like get all the flights and plan all of that too. Oh, wow. Okay. And you know what? I don't know if these last couple things will happen, but the one big trip I wanted to do this summer, this is me manifesting right now. So I hope at the end of the summer, I look back and I'm like, yes, all of this like went according to plan. But I've been thinking how the one like far away, like international trip I want to do this summer would potentially be Greece, because I've never been and I've always wanted to go, and I just think it looks so beautiful. And like talking to my friends that have been before and stuff, I'm like getting all the, I was about to say tea, not tea. I'm getting all the info and recommendations and stuff, and just like pictures look so beautiful. So I would love to do that in August, but I don't know if Max could even do that because he probably has to get back to training for hockey and stuff. So yeah, that's probably like very up in the air. Maybe will not happen at all. And I'm also realizing, maybe Nashville is taking the spot of, like, this other trip I want to do. See, in all of this, I'm, like, Gretchen, this is, like, way too much travel because clearly we're having this Boston apartment for the summer and being there because we want to be there. So then I'm, like, okay, I can't travel too much. Like, I need to actually be in Boston if we have this apartment there and we're paying for, like, an apartment in PA and in Boston, you know. Like, we need to actually be there and not just away. But I really wanted to go to Charleston and Savannah, like, ASAP. Like, that was probably, like, the first trip I thought of that I wanted to do this summer. Oh, Max and I need to go, just even if it's, for, like, a weekend, because he's never been to Charleston. He's never been to Savannah, Georgia. And both of those places are so special to me, so magical. Oh, I just love Charleston. It's, like, the best vibes. Same with Savannah. I feel like people are the sweetest and so friendly there, and I just love it down south, I guess is what I'm realizing from this episode. I'm like, Nashville, Charleston, Savannah, like Outer Banks. Yeah, we got to mix in a Charleston-Savannah trip somewhere in there. I group those together in my mind because they're like an hour drive from each other, right? An hour and a half, hour. Also, Montauk, question mark, because I'm just inviting myself on these trips that other people have. My cousin Mandy is from Long Island, and they always go to Montauk for a bunch in the summer because their dad, my uncle, will like drive out his boat. So hopefully we can make that happen. I hope this isn't coming off as like, now I'm starting to be like, should I have not said all these plans? I hope you guys aren't like, okay, she's like literally bragging. No, I'm literally trying to manifest all of this into existence because I love to travel and like want to do all these things this summer. But of course I don't. You think I'm like being irresponsible? Brody, my golden retriever, sitting right in front of me now, he's laying like under my feet, is my bestie, and obviously I don't want to leave him too much, so all of this will be like TBD, we'll see. And it sounds like a lot, but a lot of these are like weekend quick trips for like a wedding, you know, so I wouldn't feel bad like my sister being with Brody for 2 or 3 days, you know, or Max's sister or anything like that. So don't worry, I love my dog, and he is taken care of very well. I just see so many things, like, for Boston this summer. I see me, like, running by the river with Taylor and our dogs and, like, shopping and our favorite restaurants. And, by the way, if you're wondering, like, my favorite restaurants and recommendations in Boston, check my Instagram highlight, my Boston highlight, because it's all in there. Pickleball, I'm telling you guys right now, I'm going to get good at pickleball this summer. Just gonna explore. Ugh. By the way, I should have asked this earlier on the episode, but if there's any fun activities in Boston that you like really recommend and really love and you don't think I've done or know about, DM me. I can't imagine. Well, no, I can't imagine. I'm sure there's a million things I haven't done in Boston, even though I lived there for 5 years. But I feel like obviously you're busy in college and kind of like in your little college bubble on campus or whatever. So I'm sure there's so many things I haven't experienced that I would like love to do, and new things since I've been gone for the past like 2-3 years. So yeah, if you have any recs for Boston for me this summer or anything like that, let me know, DM me. But yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Lots of chit chat, summer plans, life updates, all the things. I love you so, so much. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.